Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The important thing is that President Trump has started a process that I think will eventually lead to the disarmament of North Korea. But we should have gotten a better statement for this first summit. This first summit was important for the North Koreans because it legitimized the rule of Kim Jong-un, and that means he solidified his position back home. That's an enormous win for him. And now that he has it, he has less incentive to deal with us. So I think President Trump should have pressed harder for a much more detailed statement, ones which included all sorts of things like, for instance, a firm pledge to give up all nuclear weapons, a pledge to give up all ballistic missiles, short and long range, a pledge to dismantle the weapons infrastructure, of course, agreement to a strict inspections regime. And also, I think they should have committed to giving the Japanese an accounting of the abductees, those people who had been kidnapped by Kim's father and grandfather. This is important because the Japanese want it, and the United States has to take care not only of itself, but also its friends and allies. It might be ambitious, but it's where we need to end up, and we had a lot of leverage going in, and at this point, we have less leverage. That's not to say that that's a fatal mistake. President Trump still has a lot of power over both North Korea and its major power sponsors, Russia and China. So we can remedy this, but President Trump will be working uphill, and that, I think, was unnecessary. This is a time where I think the North Koreans did very well, and we did not do as well as we should have.
Do we know exactly what is in the agreement that they signed?
No, we don't. We have the broad outlines. The agreement text has been released. Apparently, there are things that are not included. But if President Trump, if there were a lot of things that were in our to our advantage, President Trump would have told us during the press conference, as he did, for instance, with the North Korea's pledge to destroy its missile engine testing facility.
Do you think it is true that they're on the path toward complete denuclearization?
The North Koreans may not think that they're on the path to complete denuclearization, but this is really up to President Trump, because President Trump, even without the use of force, does have the power to make them do what they thought they would never do, which is to give up all of their weapons. They certainly don't want to do it, but this is not a Kim question. This is a Trump question.
What could we have done better during the summit?
During the press conference, he dropped a stunner that the United States was going to suspend military exercises during the discussions on the nuclear agreement. This is deeply misguided. The reason is we need a high state of readiness to defend South Korea, and we need a high state of readiness to deter the North Koreans in the first place. Our readiness is going to degrade, erode very quickly without these exercises. And if these negotiations take a long time, our alliance will become hollow. You know, President Trump seems to think that American forces are mercenaries, that we're there just to protect the South Koreans, and this is altruistic. Well, no, it's not. We have a business interest on the Korean Peninsula. We have something like 140,000 or so Americans in South Korea. And for about a century and a half, the United States has drawn its Western defense perimeter off the coast of Asia. And so South Korea is now an integral part of that perimeter. This is for the defense of America. So we're in South Korea. Yes, we're there to protect South Korea, but we're also there to protect America. And I don't think President Trump understands that.
Were the exercises more of a show than actual readiness? Can't we still be militarily ready without having these kind of exercises?
No. We have two armies. They have to work together, and they've got to practice doing that. And if they don't practice, they will not be able to be at a high state of readiness. They very well, at the end of the day, may be able to defend South Korea, but we would do so at a much greater cost of life. And so we're talking about the safety and security of Americans and South Koreans. The idea is to deter the North Koreans. When you have a low state of readiness, you give the North Koreans an idea that they can reach out and do something horrible. And this is on the path that we are, and this is a mistake. Hopefully it's a mistake that we can recover from. Hopefully the president will change his mind. But if he doesn't, we're putting ourselves into risk and danger.
Did America gain anything from this summit?
Yes, we did. We got pledges from North Korea, which are vague, and which President Trump can use as markers and enforce later on. So that is important. The North Koreans, are certainly cynical in many of these things, but it's up to President Trump to hold them to it. We have the power to do that. So if we don't do it, it's on us.
But you feel the North Koreans gained more?
Yeah, the North Koreans gained much more from this summit than we did. Or let me put it more precisely. The North Koreans gained so much more than they should have gained. We had the leverage. We've gave up a lot of that leverage and got relatively little in return. You know, negotiation 101, you give something up, you get something back. In this balance, the North Koreans did really, really well. And considering all the leverage that we had, we did really, really poorly.
Do you think an invitation to the White House is appropriate for Kim Jong-un?
I don't think that it is. My general view, though, is that we should not be inviting despots to the White House in the first place. We already do that, though. We give the Chinese state visits, and I think that is inappropriate because Chinese human rights practices, especially in their minority areas, approach those of North Korea. So we shouldn't be inviting the Chinese to the White House. We shouldn't be inviting the North Koreans. But if you invite the Chinese, well, maybe you should invite the North Koreans because you've already broken that precedent. So this is a complicated issue. But I don't think that in general we should be legitimizing hardline rulers. And so therefore, I think that we need to have a reexamination of who gets an invitation to 1600 Pennsylvania Northwest.
What about for those who say, you know, you got to start somewhere? No other world leader has met with him. No one's had a conversation with him. This might be a path toward denuclearization. That's a plus.
Well, certainly. And President Trump deserves a lot of credit for getting the North Koreans to a point where they would make pledges, cynical or not. And President Trump did that because of really two things. First of all, enhanced UN and U.S. sanctions on North Korea, cutting revenue flows to the regime by half, according to U.S. government estimates. Also, the threats of war. Those moved not only North Korea, but also South Korea and China, dramatically changing their postures because they were concerned about what President Trump might do. And that actually was beneficial in terms of getting the North Koreans to be more amenable. But having said that, though, we could have gotten a lot more from this summit. So while President Trump deserves a lot of credit for getting us here, he at the last moment, I think, wilted.
Gordon, what are the next steps?
The next steps are for Secretary of State Pompeo and National Security Advisor Bolton to go to Pyongyang, which I believe that they are scheduled to do sometime next month. This is when negotiations get really difficult. This is when we're going to have to use the leverage that we have. And we've got to be willing to apply pressure, not only on North Korea, but also its major power backers, Russia and China. So this is where it gets interesting. But it's good that we're scheduling these meetings early, because although this could be a long process, we need to get it going as quickly as possible, because it's in our interest and the interest of the international community to wrap this up quickly, as President Trump suggested during his press conference.
Gordon, what did I not ask you? What else do we need to know?
President Trump, to his credit, did two things. First of all, he talked about Otto Wambier, the University of Virginia student who came back in a coma a year ago this week. And that's important. Also, President Trump mentioned that he raised human rights with North Korea. That is something that his predecessors failed to do. So I think it's President Trump deserves a lot of credit for that. Also, the other thing, apparently on the campaign trail, families talked to President Trump about the remains of soldiers during the Korean War. And President Trump specifically included that in the joint statement. I think that's terrific. We should all be proud of our president for doing that. And clearly President Trump has a heart. A lot of people criticize our president for a number of things, but he does have a heart, and we should all be proud of him for that.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.